T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, staycation setup time. Your morning mess. Let's all say good morning to Sandra.
Morning.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
It goes. Is it Sandra or Sandra?
Everyone says something different, but I say Sandra.
Okay, Sandra. All right, so Sandra.
Hey, thank you.
What's going on with you and your man Robert this morning?
Wow.
Okay, well, my boyfriend Robert posted on his Insta story some rando sonogram and captioned it, "My biggest blessing." And I have no idea whose sonogram that is, because it's definitely not mine, because
what
I'm on birth control and I'm absolutely not pregnant. He doesn't have any sisters. He doesn't have any super close cousins or anything that he would. I have no idea who's his sonogram.
Okay, so question real quick, because I'm gay, so there's no like pregnancies happening in my life. Do people just post that, like a sonogram photo, if it's not their baby?
I mean, I posted my sister's,
yeah,
but I don't know if I would post Gina's and be like, woo, baby.
Yeah, that might be a little weird.
Because correct me if I heard this wrong, Sandra, you said that he does not have a sister.
Nope, he does not have a sister. I can't think of anybody in his family that he would be close enough to post a song. I mean, to me, that's like really intimate.
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody that he would be close enough to post that.
He knows you follow him on Insta, right?
I'm not on Instagram a lot, and it's not something that I like post actively on, so I don't know.
Because it would be stupid if he got some other girl pregnant, because obviously that's what you think, and he would post it up on his story, obviously.
I know. So, I don't know.
Did you ask him about it?
Of course, I bring it up to him, and I'm like, baby, who the hell is this sonogram from? Because it's definitely not me. And he tells me that, oh, this is my childhood friend, and we were really close, and she lives back in California. And I wanted to celebrate her, and so I posted her news on my Insta story. And honestly, I actually believed them. And I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, that's kind of sweet of you. And I started asking him, how far along is she, and how is she feeling? And he says, I think she's about a month and a half along. And I was like,
whoa.
Huh. Because a month and a half ago, he actually flew to California to visit some friends and family.
Oh hell no.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a hell of a visit.
I don't know. I'm kind of like, I'm trying not to freak out about it, and I'm trying not to jump to conclusions, but I'm starting to question if this is his baby. I mean, like, I know it sounds crazy, but I
don't think it sounds that crazy the way that you're telling the story, girl.
I don't know. This is weird. Why would he post it? The thing is, why would he post the thing? He wants to get caught at that point.
I don't know. That's my question too.
Is there any other reason you suspect him? Because it sounds just a little out there.
I mean, we've definitely had some trust issues before, but before I saw this picture of a sonogram, I would have never thought that he would have cheated on me.
Oh.
I mean, the fact that he said that she's a month and a half along and he was there exactly a month and a half ago.
That's just weird.
Yeah, either he's the dumbest cheater ever, or if he did knock up this other girl, maybe she sent it to him. Aren't you going to share it with everybody? And he was forced to post that picture. You know what I mean? Let's find out, man. We're going to talk to the dumbest cheater possibly.
Maybe.
We are going to need his number, okay, Sandra?
Okay.
My bad, Sandra. We're going to call Robert up, offer him a free romantic staycation, and ask him that one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Do you remember what that girl's name is, his good friend that he said he grew up with?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even remember. You'll have to ask him.
You don't remember? Okay. Well,
okay.
Now, you guys don't have no kids, right?
No. No.
And he doesn't have any other kids?
Nope.
All right. So, well, we're going to find out if you're going to babysit this side chick's kids.
Wow, Joey.
I've heard worse stories on the show.
I don't think that's what's going to happen.
All right.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Stepmama.
Okay. All right. Well.
Wow, you guys.
Staycation setup. That's all up next with your money mess. Okay, guys, we're back. Staycation set up. Now, we spoke to Sandra.
Joey, it's Sandra.
Sandra.
There you go, her. She's on the line. So, Sandra, you're definitely convinced that your boyfriend's cheating on you because he posted up a sonogram on his IG story, and you guys aren't pregnant.
Nope, not our baby, so I don't know whose baby he's posting about, but it's not ours.
And he convinced you that it was his childhood friend that she finally got pregnant, which doesn't seem far-fetched to me at that point because I have friends who've been trying to get pregnant for years, and I know if they finally got it, I probably would post on my IG stories. I share my whole life on there. Like, what a blessing. Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
So you believed him.
I did. I believed him. And then I said, oh, you know, that's really sweet of you. And okay, I get it. But I started asking him questions. How far along is she? And he says a month and a half. And then I remember that a month and a half ago, he went to visit California where this so-called childhood friend lived.
Well, you better get a pregnancy test and pray and spray that you're not pregnant. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I don't think he would know before I did.
Right. Okay. Well, let's give him a call. Offer him a free romantic staycation. Ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. If he doesn't say your name, Sandra, then obviously he's has some explaining to do, and we're here to back you up, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Robert?
Who is this?
Hi, Robert. Well, I hope it's you. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel. Did I get the right number?
Depends on what you want. I don't know what this is.
I work with the Aurora Hotel here at the front desk, and I'm doing a courtesy call for you to let you know you're the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We are putting you up on our penthouse suite and adding in a honeymoon package. I was calling to confirm details with you, but to congratulate you on your winning and to see if you had a few moments to get the reservation set up.
What do you mean? Like, I just won a free weekend?
You did. So because we are a new establishment here in the Valley, our sister company pulled up an online database. You happen to be a user of Google and Yelp, and you've done reviews in the past. So
yeah.
We were hoping to give you a free weekend stay in exchange for a review online.
All right. But if this takes 2 hours, I'm out.
Totally understood. This will take maybe 30 seconds of your time. And if you have questions along the way, feel free to ask. All right?
Okay.
So one of the first questions I have for you here is, with this free romantic weekend stay, you have the opportunity to bring a guest with you and to show appreciation for them. And they can also receive a note upon entry. I wanted to give you a moment to think about what you'd like that note to say. And when you're ready, let me know and I can jot that down.
Can we come back to that? Just can't think of anything on the spot.
Yeah, we can get back to that. My next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I can take their name down and we can go back to the note.
Yeah, Anna.
Damn. He's trying to do that baby moon.
Ugh.
Are you kidding me?
Robert.
Hello?
Hey, legally, we got to let you know that you're live on the radio right now, Rob.
What do you mean?
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 115. Your girl Sandra's on the line.
Who the is Anna? Is she your pregnant friend?
Wait,
you
what
need
the
to answer that question.
On?
Is Anna,
you know,
your pregnant friend that you were talking about?
Yeah.
And you posted a random sonogram that she's pregnant, and now you're going to bring her on some fancy honeymoon vacation?
No, she's been looking to visit, and I don't need a hotel stay, so I was just like, oh, I'll give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to bring some girl that I don't even know who's pregnant. Why would she even travel all the way here when she's pregnant?
Oh.
Very true. I mean, California's not that far, but not feel that.
Yeah.
He wants to make sure his baby's comfortable.
Because she's pregnant and she's been wanting to visit.
And you want your son comfortable in the womb.
This is not my... I'm not lying about getting...
There's a thing called baby moons, and I think that's what you're trying to do.
Do I look stupid to you?
We can't see you.
Joey.
I'm not a f***ing idiot.
Did you hear me? I said, give the room.
Oh, you're trying.
We can hear
you're trying,
you.
Robert.
You're struggling through this lie right now, Robert. It's really obvious at this point, and I think that you owe your girlfriend some respect here and just tell her the truth.
At the very least.
Who's the dad?
How the f*** am I supposed to know who's... You want me to go... Let me go call her and say who knocked you up.
Well, you know what? If my friend ends pregnant, I would ask, so who's the lucky dad? Who's the lucky man in your life? It's a common question.
How do you think the so-called dad would feel about you inviting her?
Well, I think you should take a DNA test.
Turns out that baby's 100%.
Dad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What? What?
What are we doing with talking to strangers on the radio?
You think I'm f***ing stupid, and I'm done.
We don't think you're stupid. You guys think Sandra's stupid?
No. Robert, though.
He's pretty stupid.
Beyond stupid.
You guys.
Whoa.
You don't just call someone like
this. Yes, we do. We do it every
and
weekday.
Lie to them.
You think we're all stupid? You can't even admit this? This is over. I can't do this.
I'll talk about this with you later.
Damn. Okay.
Robert, you better claim your baby right now, because imagine how crappy your baby mama's going to feel when she hears that you're denying it.
That's a really good point, Carla, because you two are definitely going to have to co-parent, so you may as well admit to it now.
I'll talk to you tonight.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Rob, you still there, Rob?
You guys.
Rob, what?
Wait, hold on. Did he hang up?
Yeah.
He didn't even let you.
Right, call him back real quick. Okay. You guys' number?
There it is.
Hello?
Hey, Rob, you still there?
You guys.
Just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on.
Joey. Oh, my God.
I feel so petty. Sandra.
Yeah. You know what, guys? All I can say is after hearing that, I'm just glad that I'm not the one pregnant with his baby.
Okay.
That's right. He's ugly. Yeah. Yeah, he's like, you have an ugly baby. Don't have an ugly baby. Hey, some babies are ugly, right?
Anna's about to have an ugly baby.
Yeah, if the baby's ugly, if he's ugly, girl, good riddance.
I say good riddance.
Yeah, you can't get rid of the baby because it's ugly.
Sorry.
Damn, Denise.
Cute babies only.
Sorry. Ugly babies need love, too.
Thanks, guys.
You like tacos?
I knew it.
You
thought I got it? I do like tacos.
I'm going home.
All right. Denise is going home. But Sandra, you ever heard of tacos before vatos?
I have now.
You have now. Do you know what a vato is?
No.
It's men. It's these damn men. So tacos before men. So say it with me. Tacos before vatos.
Tacos before vatos.
There you go. Say it like you're from Sinaloa. Tacos before vatos.
Tacos before vatos.
Oh my gosh.
She's giving it her all.
Atta girl.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays 5:30 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.